May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة Allahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Welcome back to our program, Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah. Allah, we're going to show you the wazifa of today, inshallah, the spiritual cure for today. The Sabur Bhai in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
MashaAllah, how are you? Okay?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair. I like you much in Imama with that thingy cord of yours. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala, keep you smiling and hakallahu sinnak. And inshallah, I've got a few messages that I had during the day, inshallah. I'll try to pass them on and we'll start the program. And then also, what we're going to do is, inshallah, I'm going to go through some of the sunnah of salah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you tell us a wazifa for abdominal stomach pains? I often get these pains. If there's anything that I could read, please, can you pass it on to me? Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, it was a brilliant program. I watched when I was in Dublin, and now you're back in Bradford. May Allah Ta'ala keep you blessed. Jazakallah khairan. That was just a feedback. MashaAllah, Azawajal. And also, Alhamdulillah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Any wazifa for skin problems? I have some very dry, itchy skin. If you can please help me with that. I've been to a few doctors. They prescribed me with ointments, but they are not really working. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa kamila, inshallah. We'll give you a wazifa. That's a few of them that have come in.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also, whilst you're browsing through the messages, I'll just mention the spiritual cure in regards to dry and itchy skin. It's mentioned, recite from chapter 18, Surah Mu'minun, the verse, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٌ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. To recite this just the once and perform them upon the affected area where the dry skin is or where the itchiness is, as well as this, if you perform them upon water and also drink that water as well. Recite Durood Sharif before and after the ayah. And the ayah you'll need to recite just the once. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give you cure.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa alaikum
assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I get sometimes headaches which don't go away for a few days. Is there anything that I could do to cure the headache? We're going to go through some of the sunnah of salah, the sunnahs of takbir-e-tahreema. Remember, takbir-e-tahreema is when you raise your hands up to your earlobes, and for the Islamic sisters up to the shoulders, and when you start your salah. Number one is raising hands for takbir-e-tahreema. So raising the hands the hands is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keeping fingers in their normal condition, i.e. neither keep them too close nor produce tension in them. And also, the inside part of the palm as well as that of the fingers should face the Qibla. So normal, don't have them joined together, don't have them like that. Normal position, the fingers should be facing towards the Qibla. Now, bowing head at the time of takbir, not bowing the head at the time of takbir. So don't bow yourself too much that your hands could reach to the knees, because that is the lowest part of the ruku, inshallah. So whenever you're ready.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In regards to the message which Afsaba received, somebody suffering from abdominal area, abdominal, abdominal area pain or stomach pain. This particular spiritual cure, recite Ya Muhyi, Ya Muhyi, Ya Muhyi 7 times, Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon the area of pain. So here in this particular message, it's regarding the abdominal pain. If for any reason a person can't reach that area, then you can perform them upon your hand and then rub upon the area of pain. Inshallah, one will feel relieved.
Back to the sunnah, raising both hands up to the ears before starting the utterance of takbir. So you lift both of your hands with your thumbs touching the ear lobes, with your palms facing towards the qibla, and then you say the word Allahu Akbar and you fold your hands. Then the same sunnah apply to the takbir of kunut and the takbirat of both Eids, as-salah, as well as imams uttering Allahu Akbar. So make sure whenever you do, you go from one position to the other position, you say Allahu Akbar. That is the sunnah. And the best place to start that is when you are in one position, say the word Allah, stretch the word Allah, the lam, Allahu Akbar. When you go into the next one, please do not stretch the word alif or do not stretch the word hu or bar, because that will invalidate the salah. Sami Allahu liman hamida, and salam loudly, raising voice louder than the requirement is makruh. So when you say the word assalamu alaikum, when you say the word assalam, so say it in a position or in an audible voice that you can hear yourself easily, not in a loud voice.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to the person suffering with headache or head pain, in regards to this, it's mentioned that recite Surah An-Nas, the very last surah of the Quran, the last surah of 30th chapter, Surah Nas. Recite this with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim 7 times, with Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon the person afflicted with the headache or head pain, and then ask the person whether the pain is still there. If the pain is still there, then repeat the whole process again, reciting Surah Nas 7 times with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time, with Durood Sharif before and after, perform them again. If the second time, whilst you're going to ask, once you've done the wazifa, ask again, if the pain still is there, then repeat for the third time. Inshallah, by the time you've completed the third time, inshallah, the pain will disappear, if it doesn't go before.
MashaAllah, excellent. Is it possible to do the istikhara if you do not want to give your mother's name?
A few people ask regarding what's the logic in giving your mother's name. For an example, what it does is it actually specifies you then in particular. For example, we've got Zaid and he wants his istikhara doing. Now, this, across, if just UK on its own, how many Zaids there'll be in UK? So when it's Zaid bin, I don't know, Hinda, for example, then it specifies that particular Zaid who's Hinda's son.
You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, if there's Zaid bin Hinda, there's 10 of them in the country.
Yeah, we can expect that from yourself. But it specifies the one, we're talking about the Bradford one here.
Yeah, okay. MashaAllah. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, so we do need the if someone doesn't want to give their mother's name, are we okay with Sayyidah Hawa then? No?
We can do, but
it's not going to be
better that it's
pinpoint.
Did you?
My son, who is about 8 years old, is being naughty or always getting into trouble at school. Can you give me anything that I could do? My son, who goes to the masjid, he is very uncomfortable reading in the class. He is very shy and does not open up many times. Is there anything that you can help me with, because I cannot get to the bottom of that? Okay, so basically I think he's a bit shy in the madrasa, so he might be lacking back, hopefully, inshallah, azza wa jal. Folding the hands immediately after the takbir is the sunnah. After uttering takbir-e-ula, some people drop their hands to their side. So when you say Allahu Akbar, rather than dropping your hands on the side like this, just say the takbir, Allahu Akbar, and fold your hands beneath your belly button. And that is the proper tariqa. Ji, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. My son is 2 years old and does not recognize his name. His name is code word blue. So inshallah we'll do the istikhara for that. Salam uncle, it's so good to see your program live again. Code name Medina. Can you please do istikhara for my sister who has had a major mental health breakdown and issues at work, and she suspects her husband of having an affair. She thinks someone has done black magic on her. My sister's name is Allah Ta'ala make it easier for her, inshallah. Azawajal. We want to pass that on. Ji, salam. Be reading the ayat from Surah Yusuf to sell a bike. At the beginning, a few people interested. Now, no one is there. Anything else we can read? Code name Meeta Meeta Medina. Yeah, it depends which bike you're selling. Ji, mashallah.
And how much you're asking for?
And how much you're asking for? Because someone asked us in the house, shall I put the price down, you'll sell it. But now, inshallah, we'll give you a wazifa for that, inshallah. Azawajal. Some of the sunnahs of Qiyam. Qiyam means to stand up in salah. Men should fold their hands beneath their navel with their right palm on the back of the left wrist joint, right thumb and small fingers should be around the left wrist, and their remaining right hand finger should be on the back of the left arm like this. So when you say Allahu Akbar, now with these two fingers, the thumb and the little finger, hold your wrist, three fingers on top of the wrist like this, and then below the navel, men should be folding their hands. For women, it is the thumbs should be like the level of the shoulders, and then with the left hand first and the right hand on top of the chest like this, that's how you fold the hands.
Ji, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to the child that's getting into trouble regularly, if they recite Ya Matinu, Ya Matinu, Ya Matinu, Ya Matinu, 10 times with Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon some water and give that water to drink to the child, inshallah, he will start behaving. In regards to the child who's being shy, he's not progressing in the madrasa, or is not opening up, you can say, and then he's not progressing due to that. If the parents can recite Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu, Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu, Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu, 101 times with Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon water and give that water to the child to drink, inshallah, he'll start opening up. Inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Another thing I just want to give my own tip as well in that. Sometimes, you know, when children are misbehaving, they're not listening to their parents, or they're messing about at school, then, you know, a lot of the times when we get the news, we start to shout at them. You know, we scold them, we shout at them, and even sometimes we'll start to, you know, throw a few little, you know, slaps here and there, thinking that they're going to get better. You know, the thing is, alhamdulillah, it's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we need to be generous to them, we need to be kind to them. So if they come back, you know, in our Zaban, they call it chamchutar, yeah? So chamchuta. So what happens is, if a child is messing about and he comes back home and he knows that mom or dad is just going to shout at me, they're going to take some things off me, they might slap me one or two, and that's it. But I say the slapping is not allowed, it's illegal in the country as well, so we're not supposed to be going that way anyway. Lekin, just sit him down, ask him what the problem is. You know, a child, you know, he wasn't born like that, was he? He wasn't born a naughty child. Maybe the, you know, it's his friend that's making the difference, making the environment. Maybe there's something going at home that, you know, is problematic. So again, sit him down or sit her down and ask them what the problem is, and, you know, try to resolve issues like that. You know, everything could be solved by sitting there, solved by sitting down, rather than going to the extreme circumstances and mashallah, hitting the child, or even going to an extent where you exclude them from many other things, and they'll get even worse. So it's a very, especially when they get to the age of 9 plus or 10 plus, where, you know, they start to go to secondary school, high school, they're opening up now, they've got different types of friends now, and, you know, sometimes it does make them feel a bit, you know, left out when, you know, when they've got to tell, you know, I can't play with you, my mom and dad have told me not to. So what happens is their peer pressure will make them do many other things as well. Your child should be your best friend. Yeah, your daughter should be the best friend of a mother or the father. It doesn't matter. And same with the son as well. They should be coming back home. If there's any issues, they should be opening up to you and say, look, this is a problem. The last thing you want is your children hiding from you. If I said tell anything, my dad is going to go in a rage mode, and it's going to be starting to get in verse as well. We've got a wazifa from Maktabatul Madina, and they said, can you send a wazifa to increase the sales? Maktaba sales, good question. Ji, inshallah. Ji, is where we will get that maktaba. Your sales will go rocketing high, I'm telling you. Ji, mashallah. Salam. Wa alaikum as-salam. I suffer from anxiety and also have had severe pain in my nose, in the turbinate, only on my right side, left has no problem. I have been going to doctors for over 25 years. Please can you advise what to read or do? Allah Ta'ala give you Shifai Kamila. It's been a long years, 25 years. So hopefully, inshallah, we will try to give you a wazifa to read as well. Allah Ta'ala give you Shifa, inshallah.
In regards to sale, I think the brother who sent the message regarding his bike sale. I know he mentioned, I think, did he mention that he's been reading the Surah Yusuf?
Yeah, he said he's been reading Surah Yusuf, yeah.
Maybe if they can, like you mentioned, look at what you're selling and how much you're asking for.
Yeah. And the other thing could be, whether they're reading it with tajweed as well.
That's what I was going
to. So these things do, you might be thinking, it doesn't really matter. It matters quite a lot. If you're reading with the wrong tajweed, then obviously it doesn't be classed as reading anyway, does it?
And then for Zubair, by regarding Maktaba sales, the exactly same one. I've got it out.
One of them is £1 million a week.
Achha. One of Amir al-Sunnah's booklets there inside in Maktabat al-Madina, they'll have Sparrow and Blind Snake.
Yes.
If they look on page number 37, inshallah, Azawajal, spiritual cure number 27, for the sale and goods, your car or your house, recite the ayah of Surah Yusuf, chapter 13.
And verse is it?
Verse number 80, it starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا.
Mas?
No, it goes on.
Okay.
It's a full verse, quite lengthy, about three lines.
MashaAllah. So Surah Yusuf, chapter 13.
Verse
Surah Yusuf starts from para number 12, and it's verse number
80.
فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَا إِذْ تَرَابِيَسُ نَوْا بِيَمَا. So you need to read that verse how many times?
Just the one.
Just once, and do them or anything.
And blow
Do them, inshallah, in the warehouse, and you'll see things starting to fly. Inshallah. We should have given him a hard one. We should have said, read Siratul Jinnah from beginning to the end 10 times and then read this wazifa. The sales will go up, inshallah. Subhanallah. Salam, I would like to do istikhara. MashaAllah, I have a problem with my heart and I always have a temperature. Allah Ta'ala give you Shifai Kamila, inshallah.
Today's wazifa is related to, inshallah.
Today's wazifa is related to that, but we also do your istikhara as well.
In regards to the message came through regarding some child not speaking or not talking or not able to communicate.
He's not talking.
So in regards to this, it's mentioned, recite the following verse. Recite the following ayahs. And perform them upon water and then give to the child to drink. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Recite that just once, durood sharif before and after. Perform them upon water and then give that water to the child to drink. Inshallah, if Allah wills, the child will begin to speak, inshallah.
We've got the wazifa of the day today. So, Sawar bhai, what is the wazifa of the day? You see it on your screen as well, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, this particular wazifa of today, it's taken from a magnificent book which Amir al-Sunnah wrote, name of Ghurelu Ilaj. In Ghurelu Ilaj, page number 45, this particular spiritual cure, and it's to safeguard a person from heart-related diseases and problems, heart-related problems. And simply, we've got the product, I think all of us will have this product at home, apple. You take an apple, recite Surah Yasin Sharif, Durood Sharif before and after, and perform dhamm upon the apple. And then you need to consume that. You can do this anytime, there's no fixed time, then you need to do it up any particular time. So you can do it any time of the day, but you will consume it on an empty stomach in the morning.
You have to consume your heated. You have to eat it that same day.
No, you don't have to eat it on that same day. But you won't be able to, because, for example, if you did it during the day, you're not going to have it until on an empty stomach until probably like breakfast. You'll have it, you'll start from the following day, or you'll have it the next day. It's not something that you need to do regularly.
This will cover all the heart related problems.
Inshallah. It's not something that we need to, it's not, you don't need to wait until you start having problems.
Gee.
I think any of us, all of us should take this on board. We've all got an apple at home. It'll be an excuse for us to recite Surah Yasin Sharif as well. With good intentions, and then perform them upon the apple, and inshallah, eat the apple. Inshallah, it will protect us from heart related problems.
Inshallah. I think normally on a Fridays, people do tend to read Surah Yasin Sharif. So if that is the case, then all you need to do is have an apple with you, recite it first thing early in the morning, recite Surah Yasin, blow onto the apple and eat that. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will protect you and keep you away from heart-related problems. Inshallah. Jazakallah khaira for the wazifa of the day. I have kidney stones and always lazy. I'm not interested in education. Allah Ta'ala make it easier.
Right.
Inshallah. Please do not say his name. My son's name is he is not coming home every day. He is with bad friend and addicted. Can you do istikhara for him, please? Assalamu alaikum. Please, can you give me wazifa for success in exams and calm exams anxieties? Okay, inshallah. Let's go back to a few things learning. Ta'awuz. So it's a sunnah of the qiyam is to recite ta'awuz. Ta'awuz is a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And then tasmiyah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Reciting sana, ta'awuz and tasmiyah immediately, one after the other, is also a sunnah. Uttering all of them with a low volume so that you can hear yourself. Uttering Ameen is a sunnah as well. So when you say Ameen, make sure you utter it in a low tone voice. That's according to the Hanafi fiqh. Uttering it, any Ameen in a low voice. Reciting Salah immediately after Takbir-e-Ula in Salah. Yeah, so when you say Allahu Akbar, you recite Salah immediately after the Takbir-e-Ula. Ta'awuz should be recited in the first rakat only. Tasmiyah is a sunnah at the beginning of every rakat. So tasmiyah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, for every salah rakat you should recite bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And ta'awuz is only in the first rakat. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah. In regards to the nose related pain, Asaf, it mentions recite Surah Fatiha 3 times, Durood Sharif before and after, and perform on the patient. Inshallah, they will be relieved. So they do this for duration of 3 days. No fixed time.
Jee, mashallah. For that. Sunnahs of ruku, when we bow down, that is called ruku. A few sunnahs of that as well. Uttering Allahu Akbar for ruku. Uttering Subhana Rabbiyal Azim 3 times in ruku. Now this is very important. Amir Ali Sunnat has written in his booklet Laws of Salah about reciting the word or reading the word Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Some people say Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Azim. Now it's not za, it's a wa. So make sure you read it with the proper tajweed. Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. And if you can't say Azim, then you can say Subhana Rabbiyal Kareem. Now it's very important. Now it doesn't mean that I'll be reading Subhana Rabbiyal Kareem all the time. That means that your za is not correct. Now za comes many times in the Quran. So now if you read any letter, any word that comes with the za, you're going to read it wrong. So it's very important that we try to rectify ourselves or correct our Quran, and inshallah we gain the blessings of that as well. So please make sure that you read the Quran with the proper pronunciation, inshallah. Okay. Man's holding knees with the hands. So when a man goes into a ruku, he needs to hold the knees with his hands, spreading the fingers wide apart and grabbing hold of the knees. For a woman, the ruku is that as long as her hands reach to the knees, that will be the ruku of a woman. Keeping legs straight in ruku, some people bend their legs like a bow, this is makruh. So when you go in ruku, you are not allowed or you are not supposed to be bending your legs. Make sure your legs are straight, your arms straight. Well, your arms doesn't really matter, but you hold the knees with your hands and your legs straight. In ruku, the back should be so straight. The beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the salah of the one not keeping his back straight in ruku and sujood is insufficient, yani it's imperfect. Jeevan.
Jee, in regards to, I think, was it heart restlessness, I think you mentioned. Somebody who's...
Delayed to salinia.
Yeah, heart restlessness, yeah. Jee. In regards to this, it mentions to recite the following, it's not the whole ayah, it's part of the ayah, but it's chapter 9, Surah Anfal, ayat number 11, but it's part of the ayat 11, not the whole of the ayah. And he mentions that recite this part of the ayah, perform dam upon water, and then drink that water. And the ayah is, or the part of the ayah is, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلِيَرْبِطَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتَ بِهِ الْأَقْدَامِ. Yeah, that, just that, with Rushi before and after. From dump upon water and drink that, inshallah, you will find ease and rest, rest in your heart.
Jee, mashallah, azawajal. So we'll just go through some of the istikharas that we've done and what the result was for the istikharas, inshallah, azawajal. Their code name is Madina. It was regarding your sister's major mental health breakdown. The istikhara has been done. It's come back as there's no effects of jinnat, magic or evil eye. Spiritually, istikhara is clear for both of you. So there's nothing wrong, mashallah, with yourself. You know, there's a evil eye, magic, nothing like that, alhamdulillah. So it's clear.
The spiritual cure in regards to this, anybody who's suffering from any type of illnesses of the mind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So it mentions, recite Lahul Sharif 60 times, recite Surah Fatiha and Ayat al-Kursi just for once, and Surah Ikhlas 3 times, all with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time, Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon water and give that water to drink. Inshallah, be cured.
See, inshallah.
So there is any type of illnesses related to the mind.
To the mind, yeah. Yeah. Inshallah. We had another istikhara request from someone regarding a two-year-old who doesn't recognize his name. Istikhara has been done and it's come back as clear. So there's no evil effects or evil magic or something. Inshallah, it's clear. Did you give us this wazifa for that? For a little child who doesn't remember his name. I think he's 2 years old, maybe. I don't think he's really worried about too much. When did you recognize your name?
But
I don't think there's much of a problem there, yeah. Inshallah. He's 2 years old, inshallah. May Allah
I think the process of development, and some children start things sooner than others. And alhamdulillah, I've got a first-hand experience of that, because I had my son was growing up, and I had my grandchild also growing up together. And you could see that, you know, the difference. Some children pick things up quicker.
Who was the quicker one?
My grandson.
MashaAllah. Oh, we'll give you a wazifa for your son. MashaAllah. We also had an istikhara request from an Islamic brother who had heart issues, mashallah. We gave the wazifa for that. In istikhara, the sign has come back as illness. So if you are taking your medication, please carry on with your medication. And also the wazifa that someone gave.
And also, they can add to that, recite Ya Salam 111 times.
Ya Salam. Durood
Sharif before and after, perform them upon water and drink that as well.
MashaAllah. Also, we had another istikhara request. It was from someone who had kidney stones and not interested in education. The sign came as illness only. So if he's not interested in education, then we need to sit down and have some harsh words with him.
Jee, yeah. And the spiritual care in regards to the kidney stone problem, recite Surah Layl Just the once, do she before and after, perform them upon water and give that to drink.
Do we have any services to do istikhara on internet, you know, like by social media?
You've got Dao Sami's website that you can go and click on the Ruhani Ilaj section, and there's that process. But even better, and I think all of us deserve to have this application. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of effort that the department's been putting into this, and there's an application which is available not just for Android, also
iOS
users as well. So it's available on both types of applications, you say to them.
Applications, yeah.
Both have the application known as Ruhani Ilaj application. And it's just immaculate. I've said everything's there. You know how you say when you've got everything under one roof?
Yeah.
That's a perfect example of saying regarding this particular application. Online Ruhani Ilaj. And when you click on it, I don't know, it might be too far to show on the screen, but
so, yeah.
You've got istikhara via email there. If you want that result via post, you just click on there and there's like an application for it. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to become murid of Hazur Ghousi Pak Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh through the means of Amir al-Sunnah, then send your details. Somebody can become murid or a talib through here. If somebody wants to have qat amal done, now this is a very powerful amal to eradicate any type of problems, and something I'd recommend if somebody is facing any type of illnesses, problems, to get your qat done. This can be done sat at home, send application, click on the card, an application form opens, submit the form, and your card will be done by the majlis. Or you can visit your nearest Tavizad Basta, which is, if you're local and you've got a Tavizad store locally, then that I would recommend, because once the card amal is done, there's some water they'll give you to drink. So it's best that you consume that water.
MashaAllah.
Under this roof, again, like we were mentioning, somebody wants to become murid and they don't want to use the services of email, they can become a murid via WhatsApp. You can become murid via SMS, so you can text message and become a murid. Somebody wants to do istikhara via phone, so it links you to the landline number. If somebody wants to do istikhara via WhatsApp, that is there available as well. Somebody wants to go to the Ruhani Ilaj department on YouTube, there's a link here which will take you straight there, and then we've also got a page on Facebook for Ruhani Ilaj, and you click on the link and it'll take you there as well. Then, which is the one which I like, there's a location for the Ruhani Ilaj stalls. So if you click on that and then by the means of maps, you'll put your location in, or the location that you're looking for the stall, and inshallah it will direct you to your nearest Tavizad stall.
That's excellent, mashallah.
And as well as that, then all as well as this, you've got books which are related to spiritual cures department that are here. There's also media in regards to this. So you've got video clips, short video clips regarding spiritual cures. There's also an images icon which will you'll have spiritual cure images there, and you've also got a tasbih, Hafsa.
Mm-hmm.
The tasbih, so you can use your phone from this application to do your daily wazifes as well. You click on the tasbih.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. It's just an amazing app, MashaAllah. There's so many things that have been put into this app, inshallah.
And we've got one wazifa which those who are still exams to do.
All exams, yeah.
So some students who are still either doing their exams or they're waiting to do their exams. So for them, there's a spiritual cure in regards to the success in examination. And it mentions that recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 16 times with Durood Sharif before and after each salah. And continue this until you've done your exams and then you receive your results. So you need to continue this. After each salah, recite Surah Ikhlas 16 times with Durood Sharif before and after. Inshallah, Azawajal, you will not only pass, but you will pass with good results, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
But that doesn't mean, like I saw you mentioned, that doesn't mean they don't have to revise.
Yeah, you need to revise at home. You can't say, "Theek, I've got my wazifa." It's like that Sahabi radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah, should I tie the camel and then trust in Allah? or shall I leave you? And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, tie it first and then trust,
then trust in Allah.
So that you need to first of all do your revision at home, and then inshallah as well trust in Allah. Allah Ta'ala will give you inshallah as well success in that as well. As someone did say that, please, if you can make dua, the father has got cancer, has been diagnosed with that. We did, inshallah, we're going to make dua for them as well.
Sure.
Sunnats of sajda, uttering Allahu Akbar when going down from the sajda, for sajda, uttering Allahu Akbar when returning from sajda, uttering Subhana Rabbi al-A'la at least 3 times in sajda, placing palms on the ground in sajda, keeping the fingers close together facing the qibla in the sajda position. My name is okay. I want to do istikhara for him because I want him to become good person. He's 18 years old, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. My code is Red Rose UK. Can you do istikhara for my name? Is I am having lots of problems with husband and I can't get him his visa done. There seems to be too many problems are there on the way. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you, inshallah. My name is, okay, not feeling well, I stay in hospital. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you. Inshallah, we'll get this istikhara done, hopefully, I think. Inshallah, we should be getting them done soon. Let's go through the sunnahs of sajda. If there's any that you can do, so we just do.
Yeah. I'll start at the bottom.
So in sajda, when going down for sajda, placing the knees, look at the order, placing the knees, the hands, the nose, the forehead on the ground in that order. Doing that in reverse order when returning from sajda, i.e. forehead, nose, hands and knees should be lifted from the ground in that order. During sajda, it is a sunnah for men to keep their arms apart from sides and thighs apart from the belly. Not laying forearms on the ground. If you are in a saf row doing jamaat, then do not keep arms away from side. So when you're in jamaat, obviously you're not going to do sajda like that openly, because as you know, people else will do sajda. So you keep your arms like this as well, inshallah. Making the soles of all 10 toes of both feet touching the ground in such a way that their tips face the qibla. So when you are putting your feet, make sure that your feet are facing towards the qibla there. Also, not laying forearms on the ground. So don't have your arms on the ground. Make sure they are above the ground as well. Jee, mashallah, azawajal. We've had one istikhara done. Code word is CH regarding the one who said that I stay at hospital. Istikhara has been done and it's come back as illness. Inshallah, azawajal, at some way, I think you're looking for the wazifa for that as well.
Ya Mu'idu.
Ya Mu'idu.
In abundance. Abul Akhir Duru Sharif.
The istikhara code name Red Rose. You're having lots of problems with your husband's visa. It's come back as clear. So keep reading the wazifa.
Ya Sami'u. Ya Sami'u. Ya Sami'u. Daily 100 times. Duru Sharif before and after. No fixed time.
Okay. Ya Sami'u. MashaAllah. Keep reading the wazifa. Allah Ta'ala will give shifa.
100 times daily.
100 times. Jazakallah khairah for watching. May Allah Ta'ala give shifa to all those Muslims who are ill at home in hospital.
Ameen.
Okay. We'll see you next week, inshallah. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ala
Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi.
May Allah.